This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by the upcoming Farm Futures Business Summit. I'll have today's stories coming right up. It's this next week, a fine opportunity for you producers in agriculture to learn from the industry's best, experienced farm management and marketing authorities, and from panels of successful and innovative farmers. The Farm Futures Business Summit will be Thursday and Friday, the 24th and 25th, at Iowa City, Iowa. The sign-up for this meeting has been excellent, I'm told, but there's still room for you. If you go to the website, you can find out about it and you can register there, farmfuturesummit.com. 18 idea-packed learning sessions to give you something to take home to apply in your farming operation. The meeting is packed with inspiration and ideas. Go to the website, farmfuturesummit.com, for more information. We don't know how long the term in office is for the mayor of Jamaica, Iowa. Population about 220. But the mayor may now have to be concerned about another term, now that she's been charged along with her husband of drug offenses. The charges lodged this week include manufacturing with intent to deliver and possession of a controlled substance. Police say they found marijuana plants and a grow operation at the couple's home. From This Week in Agribusiness, it's not just a matter of how you're going to keep them down on the farm, though that is a concern in this challenging farm economy, but how do you get them involved if they are on the farm? Farm organizations wanting to keep the younger farmers engaged in the association work may want to remember that just belonging is not enough for the millennial farmer. That's what University of Kentucky expert Ken Culp III points out. When I spoke with Ken earlier this week at the American Farm Bureau Federation annual meeting in New Orleans, he said that groups such as Farm Bureau need to remember that the younger growers want to be part of some cause, not just a member of some group. But Ken did say that the millennial farmers and ranchers and their baby boomer predecessors do have something in common in the fact that they all want to make a difference. His comments are shared this weekend on our television show, This Week in Agribusiness, seen all across the country on RFD-TV and some 120 local television stations. One thing at Farm Bureau this past week that didn't get much attention amid the visit by President Donald Trump and the focus on the ailing farm economy was the fact that the American Farm Bureau is starting a new donation drive with the Ronald McDonald House Charities. The target is to raise $100,000. The woman who chairs the Farm Bureau Women's Leadership Committee, Arizona farmer Sherry Saylor, notes that the charities have a great impact on families during difficult times. This relationship of Farm Bureau with the Ronald McDonald Houses is not new. It dates back, I think, about 25 years and had its roots, if I'm not mistaken, in the Farm Bureau in Cook County, Illinois, Chicago. And as it turns out, many of the families served by the houses which allow parents to spend nights near big city hospitals where their children are being treated, are from rural areas, quite a distance from the hospitals. I've heard from farmers who said they didn't know what they would have done had it not been for those houses during the difficult days for their sick kids. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.